Start our board meeting. We welcome you, those of you that are here, and we have all board members here, and Superintendent Davis and Jared Black are they're here. So we will begin by standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will begin by a presentation by Doug Johnson on the new district website. This is exciting. I like the article in the Progress. That was
so except good. For the pictures.
The pictures are great.
So, well, you probably don't want to listen to my story. First, before we get started, I do want to thank. There's a lot of people that spend a lot of time. I didn't realize it would actually take as much time as it did. We spent hours and hours and hours and hours trying to standardize on. Notice that this file structure here at the top.
Can you move it bigger?
Geez, you're standing right in front of it, Jeff.
And it's still not big enough.
I can't read too much that far. Welcome.
Yeah.
But I did peek at it today, yeah. So that was fun.
So anyway, if you go to any of the schools, they'll have the same quick links over here, the same news. We've tied into Google calendaring so that it automatically, when they put it on a Google calendar, it'll put it on their website so they don't have to actually go in and edit the website itself. Anyway, so there's been a lot of work put into it. We're doing an ad push. So each one of the schools, we bought a banner. We're going to distribute those out on Monday. They'll have the new website address, so when parents register or take their kids to school, they'll be aware of the new address. We own emoryschools.org, and so we thought with the transition, it would be a good time to transition between emorycsd.org to emoryschools.org.
So will that be outside of the fence, just as they walk in?
Wherever the school decides the best place to advertise it, on the fence or by the front doors. The redirect is working, so if you try to go to the old site, it will go to the new site.
Okay.
And bring it up to here. The best part about it has actually better functionality than our old site, and we went from paying about $23,000 a year to paying $8,000.
That's great.
So that's the best part of it.
Yes.
Other than the work that we, to get the content back up to correct and current. I am going to stress in administrative council that we do need to keep the information correct. The pet peeve of mine is I'd rather have no information than wrong information. And so that will be kind of the challenge as we move forward. But we are pushing, and we will have a lot of parents because we're directing them to the website. So we want to make sure that that is the right information in there. So you'll notice that at least at the district office, they can get to all of our schools. They can go to our departments. We have our calendar. Baller policies, kind of like just like the old site, and our community councils, just with our trust lines, we have to have that on our websites now, and so we have those located there and working with them to get their minutes and agendas onto the community councils. Student parents can go directly to Aspire and get quick links, and again, we tried to standardize all of those menus so that if I go to Book Club Elementary, or if I have students in two different schools, the menu structure will be the same, so it's not confusing. Any questions about it? Mike says it's great that it went from 8,000 to 23,000. So, yes.
I've got to say that the press release that you released in a newspaper was very good. It shows that the school district is letting the community know that they're getting things done, and I really appreciate that. Very informative. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Our superintendent, Larry Davis, wrote that, and he did a great job. And I do think that's a big, I think we're trying to push one of our committees in our technology committee is just communication. And I think that's the thing, is I don't think our community realizes how much work we're actually putting in without those kind of releases or some way to tell them, because we are doing a lot of stuff in technologies lately, so appreciate that.
We checked Larry's grammar.
Did you?
Oh, good.
Yeah, he did okay.
Did okay.
There's a bunch of red lines, but that was when I submitted it to you.
It's called Jed Jack.
Jed Jack, yeah.
Are school board meetings on there?
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, so.
Under school boards.
There's a board page.
Yeah.
So if you go to.
They have the minutes and.
School board. And I appreciate Jared kind of handles the business office and the school board page, and so he does a lot of work with that. But you'll notice that it has the minutes, the agendas, the audio is posted there.
Good.
As well as the meeting schedule.
Now, you know why we took those pictures over at Huntington Elementary?
No.
If I could ask
But they're not the ones that we took.
The board as well.
They're not?
Double check your information that's on there and make sure I have the phone number you want and the email address that you want, et cetera.
I don't think those are the new pictures.
We have the new board.
They have to be.
They used my older one and I liked it.
They used my older one, mine must not have turned out.
But I remember that old lady's picture.
I know, it's just, I know, that's the way I felt.
Any other questions about the website?
Because that was your point.
So there's emeryschools.org?
Must not have worked.
Schools plural?
West plural.
So they probably.
Okay.
And you'll notice that your email we've created for you, if anybody in our district, their email address is emeryschools.org. Again, we own that domain.
Okay.
And so that's why we moved to that. And so it's all consistent.
Good.
See, I need to change.
Doug has a program, you can make it look older or younger too.
I do need to change.
You need to get a.
I'm gonna work with Jed here pretty quick.
I get so many.
Can you make it 30 pounds lighter too?
That I sometimes miss the.
We did, just so you know, we did assign web editors for each school. And so the principals have identified someone to work on their website. We're gonna meet with them every term and do a little bit of training and kind of a PLC meeting with that. But we do have someone identified in each school to maintain the page and do all that stuff.
Fantastic.
Nice. That's great.
Can you tell them not to underline words that aren't links? Sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
Yeah, where is that?
Green River High School.
Oh.
Just some, you know, just basic web.
And honestly, if you guys see missing information or wrong information, I do want to know about it. Just because, you know, we'll obviously make mistakes. Each one of those individuals that are assigned to schools will make mistakes. They're just learning.
Oh, yeah.
And so if we don't catch it, yeah, don't hesitate to make those, just send us, shoot us an email or something and we'll take care of it. Just on a side note, today in our technology committee meeting, we did approve our 5-year district technology plan. We worked really hard on that as well. Again, that was, we got a 5-year plan from each one of the individual schools and then we combined that into our district technology plan. So it's very exciting about that. Now, as much as this will excite you, is with the new state data privacy law, I'm required once a year to give you a presentation on security.
I wondered about that. Because I saw it was in there. I thought, how are they going to educate us? Here we are.
There you are. So now you can say we did this. So in the school district security, our main security is our firewall. So it's a piece of hardware we have that basically there's only two computers the outside world can hit in our district, and that's our two web servers. So that's the Alio web server and the SIS web server to connect to grades. Everything else is blocked if you try to get to the individual IP numbers. We do allow the business office to have a piece of secure software that they can log on and do work from outside the district. They actually connect to that firewall with a name and password, and then they, from there, can get into their, use their machines and so they get their work done out of district. And then we also allow certain, like State Office of Education, we open up what they call the hole in the firewall, so we allow certain IPs into certain devices in on our side, but they have to give us their exact IP number so that we know that that matches, so they can't, it can't just be a random person. The next thing with security is our internet filtering. We have an IBOS server, so all the traffic that we initiate through the school district hits this server, and it is our filter to protect it. Protect our students and our staff and basically everybody from inappropriate material. It has a database that's updated every day, but as you all know probably, there's no way you can block 100% of everything. It's just not possible. And so I put in there, the filter's not a guarantee, but our best defense is still the classroom management. Our teachers knowing what kids are getting into, walking around, and eventually they'll see the misbehavior and we take care of that. Data protection, the student information system and finance data is protected by the firewall and by username and passwords. Student information system and finance data is backed up to, I'm a little bit anal, 4 locations. So, to ensure data will not be lost during a natural disaster or errors in my backup routine. So if one backup routine fails, I still have 3 more. So I actually sent it to 1 in our office, 1 at Canyonview, 1 at the district office, and itself. So, the finances and the student information system servers have been updated this year. We've updated all of those servers this year. The fiscal server is actually a little bit before the other one. And when they're on a minimum of a 5-year rotation schedule. We send data to different companies for educational purposes. These companies must fill out the new data request form that covers the data privacy and reviews their steps to ensure that the data is secure once it hits their servers, so that they have to prove to us that the data will be secure once we give it to them. This fall, it looks like in August or September, we're going to perform UETN is going to work with us to do a security audit and to see if we have any vulnerabilities in our security. They're going to try to basically hack into our system and see where the holes are. Disaster recovery. In the case of disaster, I'll be on the mountain. No. Again, we have all the crucial data backed up into 3 physical locations. Actually, 4. If we did have a disaster, especially in my office over in Castledale, we would obviously have to buy new hardware, install the software, and then restore from those backups. I would estimate that would take probably a week to complete by the time I ordered it, got it here, installed it, recovered it. We could have less downtime. It's kind of a trade-off with cost. We could either buy a duplicate server bank, just like we have over in there and have somewhere else, or we could buy, there's different technologies we could use, but you're looking at least $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 if you actually wanted to go to the next level of protection, and it's kind of a trade-off. Would a week be worth that extra money just in case? So we haven't currently, so. Passwords. To access all the files, email, and educational software in our district, they require a username and passwords, and those passwords should adhere to the new password policy that we are going to put in place. Policies. So a lot of our policies were out of date, and so especially with this law, they require certain policies. And so this year we have updated and or created all the new policies to meet that law passed by the legislature, which is the user agreement policies, the password policy, the bring your own technology policy, the social media policy, the security policy, the communication policy, internet safety policy, and the data request forms, which is a lot. Sorry for making you forget all this. But we meet that law now. So the technology department will train all the employees on data privacy and security procedures. As part of that state law, not only do we have to give that training to every employee, but we have to have them sign a document that says they was trained, and we have to have that on file at the location. So that will take place at the beginning of school year. We'll go around to most of half of the meetings and until we get everybody's paper signed and trained. And that's all. Does anybody have any questions?
I would just point out that all those policies that were put together, Doug and Ryan worked on those extensively, but they were all vetted by our technology committee. We went through all of those together. And, it was a tedious process. You guys know because you've been reading them too, but we're in compliance and moreover, I think we're protected. So we greatly appreciate your work on this.
The one thing I've always talked about, I just remembered on our website, one of the other things that's nice about our new website is it is ADA compliant. If any of you have heard that districts are getting sued because they are not ADA compliant, our other one was not, it is ADA compliant, so that we are protected from lawsuits.
Can I just ask you a question? Sorry,
other
I
than
pick on you. The button at the top
who
says...
Who invited the web person?
Sorry. The button at the top says view website in ADA mode, does not do anything, gives you an error.
That's what mine does too, when
it
I just turn it on.
It takes you to site can't be reached, and it doesn't matter which school you're on. So you're supposed to be ADA compliant, but I'm not sure you are just
We're
yet.
Supposed to be. The button looks really good.
The button looks really good.
You're not supposed to push the button.
Hey, you don't need a redoer.
I don't need ADA.
You're trying to.
It's also not responsive yet.
No, it is. It is supposed to be.
Sorry.
Way to go.
Well, that's good to know.
So that's.
It is, like I says, those are the things we do need to work. There is so much new in the technology department. It's like old world, to be honest with you. And so any of that stuff that, just realize we're doing the best we can, and if you see something we honestly not gonna hurt our feelings, tell us and we'll take care of it as soon as we possibly can. But wait till that eye.
Okay, when we get home, I'll have a list for you, okay?
You'll be doing it. As part of that privacy law, we do need the board to assign us, me and Ryan, as certain designators. And so when you get to that point under the action items, if you'll take care of that, then it'll match the current policies that we have.
Okay.
So that's all I have.
Thank you, Doug.
Questions?
Appreciate
Doug. That. That's a lot of work, and we know the effort. But I was excited when I read what it can do in the schools, and you know, and it's just exciting to see that we're updating things and making things coordinated. And thank you and your committee for doing that, and everybody that's working on that.
Just say something.
Sure. Absolutely.
I've been in these committee meetings, and Doug's doing an awesome job. But everybody on the committee is super excited and engaged and involved. And even the subcommittees are really just knocking it out of the park. I've been really, really impressed with how quickly we've moved on this. It's been great. I thank everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roy, for being there.
It's honestly amazing, to be honest with you. I thought it'd be slower than this.
Came together. Great minds can move things along. We are to the consent agenda, the warrants, the minutes from July 2017 meeting, and financial reports for July 2017. Are there any questions about that or you'd like to discuss?
I move that we approve them.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Personnel actions, names for approval.
Yes, there is one on your board bulletin, Melinda Bell, as a bus assistant, transportation department. She'll be working with special needs kids. And one to be added that I got today, and that is Gaylene Irwin. She is a teacher at Bookcliff Elementary who will be coaching volleyball at Green River Junior High. So I would like to recommend those two names for your consideration.
Okay.
I would make a motion to approve.
I am second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Let's go to the policy actions. JICK, bullying and hazing. Do you want to do it? Well, I'll let you just handle it.
Can I just ask a dumb question? The numbering makes absolutely no sense. Is it just not supposed to make sense?
It's like the ADA button, actually.
It just doesn't, it just has to be there just because? Okay.
That's
I just didn't know we have a JI and a JQ and an E8.
I can't explain
that.
It. Jared might have.
I'll give the best explanation we have. The National School Boards Association publishes a policy coding document, and so it has pages and pages and pages of, you know, codes to use for different policies. So we use that, and if the policy doesn't, like if there's not one that exactly matches what the policy is, I assign it the closest one to it. So
I just wondered if there was rhyme or reason, or it just...
Yeah. So the first letter really is the, like we have an A series, B series, C series. So the first letter kind of indicates the category, I guess, that policy falls in.
Yeah, so they
but
do kind of make sense.
So it, okay.
That's where it comes from.
Okay.
So E is like technology ish.
I'd have to look.
I mean, because I'm just looking at data
governance. Yeah, data governance and passwords
and
are under
E's. And I remember
E's.
J and G. We did a lot of G's
is
one time.
Mm-hmm. Personnel.
Was it personnel?
Okay.
That would make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Better
memory than I do.
Okay.
Anyway, you have had copies of these policies for a while, and we did have some introduction to those policies in our last meeting. Bullying, hazing, if you have questions on that, Ralph is here, he's the one that did the work on that. Letter C is the data governance, and that is Ryan and Doug. That's the beast.
That's the beast.
And then passwords also, Ryan and Doug. My recommendation is that we approve them. We can certainly address any questions or concerns that you might have before you consider that.
Okay, are there any questions or concerns about those?
I have one question about bullying and hazing and cyberbullying and so on. I see that it's not a punishment, but when someone's caught at doing one of those things, and then it goes to the principal, is that right? That's who kind of, is there gonna be any training done for principals so it's adjudicated somewhat evenly, hopefully?
I can speak to that.
Great disparity in what might happen.
True.
That is true.
Because of the way we're going to be dealing with juvenile justice changes in-house through administrative means, we do plan on working with our principals on some level of consistency. So we're not all over the map, especially with elementary, because the way one principal handles a situation may lead to a parent deciding to take the child to another elementary. We want to avoid school migration and shopping, things like that. And I have met with all the principals on the juvenile justice changes, and they're on board with it, but they do recognize the need to come together and discuss some consistent consequences.
You've already covered it then.
Okay, a motion is in order to approve those.
I move that we do so.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Fall activity athletic schedules for secondary school.
Yes, it is a policy to approve the athletic schedules and extracurricular schedules, particularly those governed by the Activities Association. And I sent out a request to principals to get those in. They responded quickly with what they had. I think it covers all of our fall sports. Those schedules were included. They're scanned in there, and so the documents aren't necessarily real clear. If you have questions about any of them, I can show you original copies. I didn't see any anomalies. There's a few notations on those schedules. But that's a lot of activity. It's a lot of trips.
It's a lot.
A lot of fundraisers, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, these are excellent programs, and the rewards are far outweigh the disadvantages, I believe.
Are they similar numbers to other years? It seems like it's a little bit more this year than, do you know? Do you have any idea there?
They may have a few more on the schedules, but whatever sport it is, they have limitations on how many activities they can have, and all of these schedules are within those limitations. Some years in the past, they haven't scheduled a maximum number of activities, games, trips, things like that. But as it becomes more and more competitive, I think coaches want to take advantage of as many games as they can. And so they're starting to fill up those schedules.
Okay, is there any discussion on the schedules?
My only question would be, is I foresee being hit up again by the middle schools for Saturday tournaments. And I notice that they're not on here at this time. Just what's the thought?
Well, we had a lot of discussion about middle school schedules last year. And I think the board was pretty clear that we did not want to expand those, that we did not want to create any undue hardships on our kids especially, and also to stay away from any Saturday type scheduling. I don't think there's any need to go through that again. That the middle school's activities are governed by a board, the Castle Valley Activities Association. And if the board would like, I could send a letter reiterating the board's position on those things, just to let them know, because there are still some things to be scheduled, as you noted.
Right, like I said, I just have an inkling that's gonna come up again.
Yeah, I think so.
So just so that we, yeah, just so that we
Let them know.
Know where we're at again.
Okay, I'll be happy to do that.
I'm good with it, I just.
Okay.
Okay, I move that we approve the ones we have, we still don't have enough.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The asbestos containing materials annual notification to the public.
This is included in your packet, and this is an annual requirement that the school board recognize and approve that we have annually notified the public, that's through a newspaper advertisement, that we have an up-to-date current asbestos plan and documentation in all of our buildings. This is an area of our building maintenance that takes a lot of time and effort every year to keep up with. And each year we abate a little bit more of the asbestos that is in our buildings. So recommendation would be for the board to approve the asbestos plans and notification for this year. Any questions?
I have a question.
Yeah.
How much longer before we completely abate our buildings? Is there a?
When we tear them all down and rebuild them.
I mean, but the areas that absolutely have to be done, because there's some areas that are like behind walls or under floor structures that we don't have to do unless we're tearing something up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are there areas that are, the asbestos is in contact with people now?
Not that I know of. I mean, I haven't looked at the plans for a little while, so I don't remember, but I do know that the strategy over the years has been to take care of the more prominent areas where people are, and I'm fairly certain those have all been taken care of. So the things we've been doing the last few years are more like closets.
Tile.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, underneath tile, so as we replace flooring or different areas of our buildings where there's asbestos, we'll abate it at the same time.
Okay.
I think our last project was the tennis courts, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's done some this summer. Bob's done some.
Yeah, the
In the pinks?
The old ones.
Yeah.
Where?
They were between the sides.
I mean, I know where it was, but where was the asbestos?
It was in the texture of the surface.
Oh, wow.
That I played on for like 20 years.
That explains a lot.
That made you so smart.
That's why I'm still alive.
It's on me, I'm the author of grammar.
Good, he's got you.
Wow, okay.
All right.
I move we approve that.
Okay.
Yeah, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? EHS football fundraising application.
Yes, as you know, we have a lot of fundraisers. All fundraisers, before they are activated, are to be put on a request form by the sponsoring organization, then approved by the principal, then faxed to the superintendent. For minor fundraisers, it's just a matter of looking at it and filing it. Anything over $2,500, superintendent has to approve, and I've approved several of those this year. This one from Emory High Football, Coach Fumalo, is for $10,000 to $12,000. which requires board approval. And as you were talking earlier about fundraisers, it brought to mind the fact that we reiterate over and over year after year with the principals to make sure that they do file the paperwork on it. I'm not sure that that's happening, no matter how much we emphasize that, because I think it's important that we know what's going on. There is policy on what you can and cannot do with fundraisers, and it varies from elementary to secondary. It is a vital source of funding for our programs. You can see on the football request, these funds would go towards uniform and equipment, and football, probably more than any other sport, is very expensive. A lot of equipment and gear involved with that. So this is a coupon card. You buy a card. I don't know how much they're selling.
$20 for this got one. They look like this.
Yeah.
Okay. We have ours as well.
Yes.
You all, and we haven't even approved.
I know. Well, I think it'd probably be good.
We really should say
to
no.
Approve
these are
before they sell them.
Let's do it just to see.
These are pre-sales. This is just marketing.
Yeah.
Hey, a board member bought
we'll
one.
We'll come back and get the.
It's $25 after we approve it.
You got the discounted one?
You got the discount. I doubt
anyway, it's a discount card, so you know about that. That's the background on it.
Okay.
On the application, it says the beginning date's 8/7. What does it say on the ending date? It looks like it says 8/11.
8/11.
So it's a 4-day?
It's a blitz. I guess.
So they're going to quit selling them Friday?
Well, I thought it said 10/11.
It's kind of.
No, it says 8/11.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, it's nice they don't keep coming around after. It's probably good to just get it out there.
Does that mean they really will stop then on the 11th?
They'll quit
knocking the door?
I don't know how many kids.
Well, if you buy $12,000 worth of
right?
They'll be done.
As
soon as you pull those kids.
I don't mind
we'll
helping
send them
out of
your
right
house.
Right.
Those kids have 30 cards each.
Mm-hmm.
All
oh,
really?
Yeah,
so
that's 600.
When they knock on your door on the 12th,
and you know,
say,
Emory
nope.
County's not that big.
You're not approved to sell
oh.
anymore. You're done.
It's done.
Put a sign. Okay, we have a motion for the application since it's already
gone.
It's
already gone.
Over.
Yeah.
It's over, really. Today's the 9th.
Yeah, Friday's the 11th, so.
I move we approve it.
Only till the 11th.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'll second on that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Jared for the business administrator's report.
We have had for a while now two of our student-built houses for sale, and I'm excited to report that, provided things happen well over the next couple of weeks, both are expected to sell. So we're happy about that. In fact, Laurel and I have a paper signing party tomorrow morning for them.
Yay!
So
fantastic.
Very good. Have to work through a few issues to, you know, some light bulbs are not working that originally were, and batteries and fire extinguisher, or the
smoke
detectors that we've got to replace because they're a year or two old, but we're excited to
that is exciting.
Get those sold and have families in them.
Yeah,
so
families.
It'll be a good thing.
Good.
That's all.
Thanks. Superintendent David.
Just under recognition and note about the death of former Emory School District Superintendent Dennis Nelson. He was superintendent for about 3 years, and he came after Superintendent Kinder and before Superintendent Weeks, serving that 3 or 4 year period. So, plus he was a longtime educator in the district as well. So I just wanted to make note of that. And one other note, not on your bulletin, but just note the death of Jason Stevens.
Yeah.
Coal miner in Colorado, living in Vernal, but from Emory County. And he is the son of Gary and Jolene, both of whom work for the school district, and the son-in-law of Marty Snow. Her husband is Barry, and Marty works for the school district, so it runs pretty deep into into our school district, so. His funeral is tomorrow in Farron.
Hey, I remember when I was third, fourth grade, fifth grade, Dennis Nelson came to our school. And the reason I can remember him